is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Oh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting it all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
All right, welcome to it on this Tuesday. Glad to hear you here for the conversation. They're starting to get into the Keys now and other places in Florida to begin the cleanup after Irma. Going to be billions of dollars in insurance claims and billions of dollars to you, the U.S. taxpayer, as FEMA and other agencies move in. Aircraft carrier USS Abraham Lincoln in there along with other ships to help with search and rescue efforts. The Keys got hit pretty good. Yeah, the Keys got greased pretty good. They've been hit harder before, make no mistake, despite all the hype and sales pitching and doom and gloom and end of the world and Shep Smith saying the strongest storm in the history of the planet. It's not. Not even in the top 10 is Irma. And I'm not downgrading the severity and the issues being faced by those there that have been hit hard. I have empathy for those folks, but it's the exaggeration, the recklessness with facts that concerns me the most. I think the word unprecedented should be banned from all newsrooms for at least 1 year. Unprecedented. We've never seen anything like this. Never before has anything like this happened. Yes, it has. You're wrong on all three points. And for the love of Pete, please stop doing that. Please stop exaggerating to the point of just being embarrassingly ridiculous. That's what I ask. Anyhow, the cleanup is continuing there. We have a lot of other things we want to get through today, though. Mitch McConnell says Democrats shouldn't get too ahead of themselves on this debt deal. And the debt ceiling quite yet. He says Democrats were too hasty in celebrating the shocking spending deal they made with President Trump last week, saying it is not as good as they believe. The deal is not quite as good as they thought it was. The senator from Kentucky is telling that to the New York Times. The new Washington podcast explaining that the battle for the debt limit increase will be delayed well beyond the initially agreed to December deadline. Republicans initially wanted an 18-month debt limit extension. Now, does that sound like Republicans to you? The Republicans that you vote for, aren't they supposed to get spending under control, get debt under control, get Washington reined in and yes, drain the swamp? Isn't that what's supposed to be happening? Because I'm not seeing it as much as, well, hardly at all, in fact. Mitch McConnell now tells the New York Times, however, that the debt limit will not have to be increased until at least well into 2018. As the newly passed legislation allows the Treasury to apply, quote, extraordinary measures to move money around and pay off the government's skyrocketing debt. Since I was in charge of drafting the debt ceiling provision that we inserted into the flood bill, we likely almost certainly are not going to have another debt ceiling discussion until well into 2018, the senator said. He said that will take away the big wins from the Democratic Party, who believe they gained an upper hand in the upcoming negotiations to keep the government running. Well, don't celebrate too early, Mr. McConnell, because the deeper into 2018 you go, the closer you come to the midterm elections. But some would argue that is your plan. Some would argue you're trying to discredit Donald Trump. Some would say, well, in fact, a guy very close to the president, Steve Bannon, who appeared for the first time ever in a television interview over the weekend on CBS's 60 Minutes, says that's exactly what Republicans are trying to do, to nullify the 2016 election, and that draining the swamp, well, that's no short-term process. In fact, I want you to hear that. It's bite one from Steve Bannon on 60 Minutes. Go.
The drain the swamp thing was Mitch McConnell was day one. Did not want to go there, wanted us to back off.
You are attacking on many fronts people who you need to help you. to get things done.
They're not going to help you unless they're put on notice. They're going to be held accountable if they do not support the President of the United States. Right now, there's no accountability. They have totally, they do not support the President's program. It's an open secret on Capitol Hill. Everybody in the city knows it.
And so, therefore, now that you're out of the White House, you go into war with them.
Absolutely.
Have you cleaned the swamp?
Well, first off, okay, the swamp is 50 years in the making. Let's talk about the swamp. The swamp is a business model. It's a successful business model. It's a donor, consultant, K Street lobbyist, politician. Seven of the nine biggest, wealthiest counties in America ring Washington, D.C.
What are you talking about when you talk about the swamp? You're talking about the lobbyists and the people.
The permanent political class is represented by both parties. You're not going to drain that in 8 months. You're not going to drain it in two terms. This is going to take 10, 15, 20 years of relentlessly going after it.
And the swamp isn't going away, and it's going to be relentless for 10 or 15 or 20 years or more, potentially. And now Paul Ryan is among those being targeted by a group pushing tax reform to benefit the middle class. They've launched a $2.5 million ad campaign in 23 congressional districts around the country. The ad titled Too Complicated from the American Action Network's Middle Class Growth Initiative spotlights a Wisconsin small business owner and his working class family and the challenges he faces. And it argues that the U.S. tax code is too burdensome, too complicated, and frankly too expensive. He's right on all points. The targeted districts included Wisconsin's first congressional district, that is Paul Ryan's home district. Jim and Lindsay Pratt are from Jefferson, Wisconsin. Jim started a small business, a heating and air business. And he said he just doesn't have the time to keep up with a complicated tax code, all the regulations, all the rules, all the burdens. So much of his hard-earned money is spent on professionals, including tax professionals, so he can navigate without getting sunk. Hardworking families and small businesses know far too well the burden the current tax code puts on them, 35%. Donald Trump would like to see it at 15%. So far, Republicans have done little, if anything, to help this president, just like Steve Bannon said. And if one was sitting here wondering, you'd think that those establishment Republicans, those that occupy the swamp as a functioning business model, a successful business model, don't want Donald Trump to dismantle their cash cow. They want to keep milking that cash cow as long as they can because it works for them, not for you and I, not for the American people, not for the nation as a whole, but for them inside the Beltway. Seven of the nine wealthiest counties in America circle Washington, D.C. Do you think that's a coincidence? Seven of the nine wealthiest, and I'd like to go back. I wonder what it was 50 years ago or 100, where the wealthiest counties in America were then. Some of them were in Michigan because of the advent of the auto industry, because of private enterprise and industry and America going to work. And now it's going to lobbyists, lawyers, and politicians at all. 14 after on a Tuesday, doing our best to keep you educated. It's the Steve Gruber Show.